Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security with its 5-year warranty can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security with its 5-year warranty is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
As the day star rises in your heart, the new day will begin to dawn. Amen. This new day is a day of God's power. Yes. His power demonstrated in the earth. Amen. There are three major things that we want to just, I'm just going to touch, and then we're going to get into delayed but not denied. Number one is, our purpose is to spiritually align with God. Come into alignment. You know, there can be different pains or consequences in your body. And oftentimes, you know, and nothing against surgeons in the medical industry, really, but it is. They will order all type of operations in that when in essence all you may really need is alignment. Now it's not always the case, and there are good doctors that save lives and enhance the quality of life for people. But sometimes you don't need a whole lot when it comes to the spiritual things. All that's necessary is for you to align yourself. Submit yourself. Make yourself accountable. You know, do what you know God would have you to do so you can become what God wants you to become. When you begin to align, listen to me, you begin to see clearly. You don't see through a dirty filter. You begin to see clearly because you've aligned. In other words, you attain maximum visibility. You truly begin to become a prophetic person. Stuff starts coming to you. And you start getting the unctions about things because you've aligned. You've taken hold of a frequency. And heaven is talking to us. Holy Spirit will show you of things to come. That's why we can learn to rejoice before the battle is over. Holy Ghost already showed me. I don't care what you say. When we spiritually align, which God is doing sovereignly, we attain maximum visibility. We start to see, we become workers together with God. We're not doing our own thing. We're not just after stuff. We honor God first. And then the third thing, the consummation of God's purposes on earth begin. Amen. God begins taking dominion in domains. He always uses people. Amen. And it doesn't have to be the majority of people. Amen. Jesus had multitudes around him. If I can divide it up like this, he had the multitudes. He had crowds. There were the 70. Then there were the 12. Then he broke it down to three of them. And then when two of them ran off, he had one. Told John, behold your mother. Mary, behold your son. He was committing Mary to the care of John. So they're all types. So there's coming a consummation of God's purposes in the earth. The new day is dawning. Let us go to Genesis chapter 15. And we're going to look at delayed, but not denied. Someone may have been waiting. Some are waiting. I don't have to know your business to know that there are those that are waiting and have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Well, I'm here to tell you that delay does not mean denied. Look at someone and tell them, your delay is not God's denial. Sometimes he may be waiting on you to align yourself or working on you to align you. So that when things do break out in your life, you don't forget him. How many remember it was 11 days journey from Egypt to Kadesh Barnea, the border of the promised land, 11 days. But God looked at the folk and said, no, I can't take you this route because you know the Philistines are there. And the moment that you see war, you'll run, you'll flee, you'll forget everything that I promised you. Amen. So he didn't take them that way. He had to take them back into the wilderness. And the purpose was to get Egypt out of them. Amen. He got them out of Egypt. But he had to get Egypt out. Amen. Now there were two along with that generation who had Egypt out of them already. So God gave them the patience to persevere. Because at the end of that generation, Caleb was still excited, still had the fire. Told Joshua, God promised me this mountain, now give it to me. I'm ready. I know the promise or I know everything's been delayed. But I know God hadn't denied me. Because the way I'm feeling right now, I'm well able to go up and possess this mountain. Amen? Sometimes God leads a certain way to humble you. You got to understand, God give you a promise, it's not going to just fall on your lap the next day or that same, the moment. No, between the promise and the blessing, there's a lot of things that may take place. And it may seem like delay, but it's not denial. Bible tells us that all the promises of God are yes and amen, and so be it. Ephesians 1:3 says, for God hath already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. We're already blessed. Ask somebody right now, is there anything too hard for God? And let me serve notice on some of y'all, God ain't stingy like you. Because you stingy, you think God is stingy. God is extravagant. He said he'll bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But it's according to how the day star is rising in you. The season is coming from within you. So in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 6, the promise of an heir. Chapter 15. Let me get it here. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram. Notice his name is Abram. Not Abraham yet. Abram. And his wife's name was Sarai. Not Sarah. Sarai. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus, a Syrian? Abram said, Behold, to me you've given no seed, and lo, one born in my house will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, tell the stars, if you be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall your seed be. Not only will it not be Eliezer of Damascus, the Syrian, I'm going to give you a seed from your bowels. Take a look at the trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of stars. So shall your seed be. Verse 6 says, And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham was given a promise of an heir. Let's go down to chapter number 16. Has God given you any promises? I think they still do it today. But anytime, my wife and I, we've been so many places where people have prophesied to us about the ministry and that, and oftentimes we catch it, we record it. We've been given down through the years when they were using cassette tapes. I still have cassette prophecies that are still true, that much has come to pass on it. But my point, go back and listen to these things. Find out what God said to you. You may have it written down. You may have it memorized. But these prophetic words that you know came from God, that have helped to shape and fashion your life, maybe it hadn't fully come to pass. But I'm here to tell you, though it seems it's been delayed, it is not denied. It will come to pass. Tell somebody, I will see the glory of the Lord. Genesis 16, chapter 16, verse 1. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Sarah said to Abram, Behold now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to him, to her husband Abram, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. When they saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said to Abram, My wrong be on you. I ain't figured that one out yet. I've given my maid into your bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and you. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as it pleases you. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. I want you to see, they had dwelt from the time of the promise, they had dwelt in the land of Canaan 10 years. Just look at somebody and say, 10 years. 10 years. Ain't nothing happened. Somebody waited a couple days. They ain't no good no more.